turundusuudised.
The news comes from a marketing tech news site that suggests to use a welcome game for new employees, and it's a case study where it was implemented a gamification platform that pushes the content about the client's products, customer service, and the brand to their new employees, and after adding the fun factor, entertaining storyline, and a bit of rivalry, users visited the platform regularly and took as many actions as they could do to discover the new content. And they also tell about the results that 28% increase in weekly frequency of visits to the introduction of the new feature, educational duels between users, and a 198% increase in the monthly number of openings of educational content following the adjustment of task mechanics of the users' preferences. How would you comment the idea? Recruitment and gamification, or onboarding and gamification. Would this always be successful?
Yeah, because employee branding and the workplace, it's all about how you perceive it as an employee. It's the feeling about when you go to work, how is it? Do you have a good office? Is it clear to you where you live? Do you have colleagues? That it's all about how you perceive it. It's and fun. You want to have fun. You want to laugh with your colleagues. You want to have fun. Games is fun. The only danger is that if you have a good onboarding process, which is relevant for you as a new employee to know what you should do, how you do it, why you do it, and sort of you get the support to be, if you have that in place, sort of the basic and the sort of structure things, the need to have things, then you can add the gamification and do it fun. It's like we've been doing it when it comes to leadership workshop, when it comes to sort of internal strategy games and stuff, and adding the fun stuff and the good looking. It's like if you have a good book, if you have a good cover on the book, it looks better. If you have food and put it on the plate and it looks good, then you like it more. But if it's not good food, or if the book is bad, or if it doesn't make, you can't sort of put makeup on the pig, because you will see, okay, it's a pig, but it has makeup. So I'd say this is the gamification can't solve the actual process. But if you have a good onboarding process that looks dull and it's sort of very correct but not fun, then it's a really good thing. And also introducing the sort of dual thing, and not rivalry, but competition. People like competitions too. So I'd say it's a very good thing. Obviously, if it worked well for them, they had the first thing in place, but it's not a shortcut to avoid to have sort of, if like often we work with companies, they say, yeah, you've done this wonderful leadership material for that company. Can we please have that? Yes, of course. What's your leadership? No, we can have that. That it's the same. No, but then first you have to talk about what leadership you need, and then we can make the good looking brochure about it. So you can't. So I will look into that and look what they've done. It's really, it should be fun to go to work. Even if you get paid.
That's very good. Is it something that that only big companies can afford to do, or would there be any solutions about gamification for the smaller ones as well?
Yeah, everyone can have that. And I think in one sense, it's easier in a small company, because you have that kind. If you have a small company, often you have a closer, more, you have a culture where you have more fun. Maybe because you have sort of, especially if it's a startup, or if it's then you know the people you work with, and if you have fun, because gamification is about fun, and not everyone likes the gamification, and it's not suitable for all different. We work with companies that they can't sort of. Depending on how you define gamification, of course, but I think the word fun is the essential thing. And then you have to find out if it's what can happen if you have a very sort of technical people that wants to, and they're analytical, they want to know the facts. If you add too much fuss about it, then they don't take it for serious, because what is this? just give me the facts, just give me the numbers, just give me that. You're trying to hide something behind all this.
Okay.
Or something. So I'd say, but you have to understand what's fun for your employees, and it's different things, because if you have a sales company or if you have a sales-driven, market-driven young people that want to sort of have fun with friends, that's one thing. If you have with more mature and sort of experienced people that want to work hard, have fun, and then go home early because they want to be efficient, they don't want to spend time. It's like having Friday beer. It's the same thing. Okay, should you have Friday beers at all companies? No, because some people want to work and then they want to go home to the family at 5. Others want to have the Friday beer after 5 and stay there until 8 and find someone to start a family with so they can go home at 5 instead of staying there but drinking beer. So everyone is a different phase in the life. So I'd say you have to do it carefully. But of course, again, it's about creating a fun place to work at. And if you make onboarding a little more game, sort of like a game, it's a good thing.
Very good.
Another long answer. Sorry.
No, but it's good. The gamification. I think that it was a big trend a couple of years ago, and then we kind of imagined this to become a mainstream, but somehow it didn't. But that's good that it comes, or probably pops up now in a more realistic situations where we really can see the difference, not just the kind of fun part. So. I think it's.
I have an example. Sorry for interrupting you. We have an example of a Swedish food chain for sort of with supermarkets where they sell food.
Okay.
And they made sort of a gamification thing for their people working in the shops. But the problem is that they were not happy about the workplace. They wanted to change things. They wanted to have a different structure. They wanted to be able to order sort of. Different kind of product for the store, and so when they added this gamification thing, it became ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay. Why? Okay, it's not because a workplace is about professional people trying to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said again about the onboarding process, if you have the relevant sort of content and the relevant things to give to the employees, then you should do it in a fun way. But it's not like, okay, I see it as a lecture. If you have a professor having something to say, he or she should say it in a fun way. But if you have a stand-up comedian just having it, and if you go to see the professor and you see the stand-up comedian,
mm-hmm.
That's not the right thing. Then you become, but of course, if you go to university, you want to see the fun lecture, or if you go to a seminar or conference, but it's always about the content. So that's one example of where they tried to do it. Oh, let's start a contest, sort of a sales and a competition and the game, blah, and it didn't work.